our voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions.
Yeah.
He never says to show the world their transgressions.
Right.
He says, show my people their transgressions.
Yeah.
How has we missed that, Peter?
You want to know what I really believe is the greatest enemy of the advancement of the kingdom of heaven?
What's that?
Well, you know, we know how the church is described as a bride, spotless and pure, a virgin, awaiting our wedding.
Yes.
Well, that's contrasted, and the virgin is connected, the bride of Christ is connected with the holy city of Jerusalem in Revelation 21.
Right.
Well, the very opposite of that is the great harlot, who's connected with the city of Babylon.
Mm.
And if you look at her system and her structures and how she's run, I really believe that it's talking about a global system. That's taken over the earth, and it's the very opposite of the kingdom of heaven, and it's about materialism, and it's about commerce, and those kinds of issues.
Mm.
And that's how people's hearts, you know, the biggest idolatry right now is not, you know, is not spiritual, it's materialistic.
Mm.
It's materialistic. So I believe that's, we got to confront that and figure out exactly what that system is and how can we separate it, because I really believe it's the voice of Jesus who speaks from heaven saying, come out of her, my people.
Well,
it's
there
like
is
the last commands of Jesus.
There is a word to each one of us, come out of her, my people. You know, God called Israel to come out from among the nations. In fact,
yes.
Through the prophet Balaam, he said Israel would never be reckoned among the nations. God never intended for Israel to be reckoned among the nations. He called them to be the called out ones to display his glory. And friends, he's called you and me. If we will be grafted into Israel by faith, we also must come out and be separate. For the Apostle Paul said, come out and be separate, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Go before the Lord. Ask what that means in your mind, in your heart, in your life. For this is the moment of truth. We're in the valley of decision. Get a copy of Peter's book, Red Moon Rising, The Rapture and the Timeline of the Apocalypse. Your gift is $16 or more to Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner, my friend. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's look for the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Breda Ellithorpe. And Dr. Ellithorpe, are you with us tonight?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I appreciate your coming on. I know how busy you are, but Dr. Rita Ellithorpe practices general medicine in Southern California. She's a family doctor, as it were, and she sees so many people coming through her office. She's busy all the time because she gets excellent results with a lot of the people that the average doctor cannot get good results with, because they really don't understand many of the diseases that plague a modern man. So I'm going to let you sort of pick up the story there and talk about your practice, and certainly about the problems that people face. And then, of course, what you found is so very, very helpful for them, which, of course, is the ProPax with the NT factor. But you go right along.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Monteith. And I always like to begin by saying I'm so pleased to be a part of talking with you. Over the years, many years, I have watched medicine and the general liberties that we have as people to our pursuit of life and happiness, our constitutional liberties. And I see these eroded, and one of the distressing things to me is the method of medical education today. I'm 57, so I started medical school towards the in the late 70s. And even at that time, the pressure on me when I entered medical school was to quickly pick a specialty. And I was even told in the classes, you know, that the body of knowledge and the number of drugs that are coming online are so huge that no physician could ever gain a good grounding in the broad areas. Even general practice was the old-fashioned term for a doctor. Doctors who were general practitioners were even authorized and trained to do C-sections and gallbladder surgeries, appendix removals, things like that. And basically, they were exactly what the term meant. They were a general practitioner capable of taking the entire human being on from head to toe. And then there were always specialties, and physicians, if they had difficulty in, you know, helping their patients, they would, through their medical community and connections, call up other doctors, describe their patient's state and their limitations, and seek help for their patients. And this was a beautiful scenario because you had an advocate. Your old general practitioner was a advocate for your body and your health all the way through. But today, when we go through medical school training, we are pressured to pick an area, and I just couldn't pick an area. I said, you know, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be able to see the baby, deliver the baby, see the grandparents, see the mother, father, men, women, children, and everything. I wanted to be able to handle anything reasonably that came through my doors. And I stuck with it. I refused to specialize. They wanted me to do a family practice residency, which I did. And when I was in the residency, I saw the pressure there to do a superficial survey and select a specialist, for instance.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Rita Ellison.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought. Dr. Ellithorpe was simply talking about how she just wouldn't go along with what everybody else was doing. She knows that we are what we eat. And if we don't eat right, we're not going to have healthy cell membranes. We're not going to have be able to be healthy. And so she began stressing suddenly things like exercise and diet and proper nutrition and drinking lots of water. And her general practice patients did very, very well. And she didn't certainly want to simply be have an office and refer people to the specialist of your choice. She wanted to treat the whole patient. And a lot of this got back to basic nutrition. And this is what most people in Sydney, most doctors don't understand. I mean, I go to the regular grand rounds at our local hospital every week. And I don't think I've ever heard a complete lecture on nutrition, never in my all the years I've been going. And yet, of course, this is so vitally important. And Dr. Ellithorpe realized this a long time ago, realized the importance of the cell membranes, the lipids in those cell membranes, the necessity of replacing those cell membranes if they were damaged with proper lipids. And this has been the basis of her approach to medicine. How many years you've been doing it?
33 years.
Will you go right ahead with your story, please?
Well, as an example, there was a woman who was 47 years old. This is about 2005. And she came to me. She had two adolescent-age children, and she was blind. She was walking in with her seeing eye stick, and she was holding the arm of her husband. And she had optic neuritis. This is inflammation of the lining of the membranes to the back of your eyeballs. And she had a flare first in one eye, and then they gave her steroids. They didn't even ask the question, why is this happening? Then they she got better with her first round of high-dose prednisone and IV solumedrol. And then a few months later, she had it in the left eye. Then they gave her again IV solumedrol and oral prednisone, and then it got better, but each time she lost more and more vision. Then it happened a third time, then a fourth time, then a fifth time, and I guess she heard about me. She came to the office, and I said, you know, well, has anyone addressed the cause? Well, they don't know the cause. That's what they say so often with all these new emerging diseases. What's the cause of autism? What's the cause of mixed connective tissue disorder or fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue and on it goes, or even lupus and these various things. So,
well, you know, it's so interesting. I was just, as you were talking about that, I have a peripheral nephritis I got from a vaccination, hepatitis B, which was recommended for all the people in the medical profession, despite the fact that it's known to create peripheral nephritis and MS and all sorts of horrible things. But anyway, of course, eventually I went to my neurologist, and he scratched his head. He sent me to the university, and I took all the tests there. And finally, the head neurologist came in. He said, "Dr. Monteith, I want you to know that you have idiopathic peripheral neuritis." Well, most people don't know what that means. That means we have no idea what you got. Idiopathic means we have no idea what you have or why you have it. But, of course, I knew because I was a medical doctor, and I'd used the term many times. But that's just a fancy word for saying we don't know. And there's so many things they don't know the cause of because they don't understand the function of the human body and what brings on so many of these diseases. Rita, go right ahead.
Well, I think the fundamental reason why physicians are like this and they run to a specialty is because they're inappropriately trained and screened before they're accepted into medical school. My point being, I majored in chemistry and biochemistry, and I was a bit of a science geek, you know, because of my dad and food research. And I finished those majors and those courses in undergraduate school, learned how to do publications, scientific projects, before I got to medical school. And my dad said, you know, "Rita, you're going to be deluged with drug reps who are just, you know, maybe even college graduates coming and telling you about drugs, flashing their scientific papers." And oftentimes these papers are not well constructed. The questions they're asking are inappropriate. The design of the science is wrong just to promote for corporate medicine a new drug to promote sales. So I became very much aware that I knew I had to learn how to tear apart a scientific project, a paper, and see if the basic questions they were asking were sincere, I mean, legitimate science questions. So then eventually, over time, drug reps stopped coming to my office because they kept on telling the young kids, you know, coming in, "Well, this design here, you know, who's the sponsor? Do you think that's an ethical way to begin a research project, having background financiers who are going to benefit from the sales," and so on and so on. So if physicians can go to medical school being a physical education major or being a history major and just having to pass, basic biology, basic chemistry, basic physics, math up to trigonometry, and one semester course or a summertime class of organic chemistry, I'm telling you, that's not enough. And then you can study the science of the multiple choice, you know, computer-tested testing. There's a technique in answering questions, and you can pass your MCAT scores, entrance exam scores for this, and then you can get all these kids in who don't even know that they're not properly prepared to go to medical school. So once they get to medical school, then they become frightened and they realize, "Oh my God, I might kill somebody." And then their advisors there and the teachers in medical school say, "Oh, don't worry, you know, everyone does it this way. You'll be in a specialty, you'll learn one part of the body, and you can do it very well. And if you have any problems, you just consult here or consult there," you know, and so forth. So that's why we have such confusion in the medical practice that I think, honestly, we are seeing such errors because the basic body, I mean, the basic, you know, knowledge behind being called a doctor in Latin means teacher, and we get the term "I'm Dr. So-and-so" because it's said in the educational system, if you get a doctorate, you have mastered a field of science or knowledge that you are able to solve problems. And if you can't solve problems, then you shouldn't call yourself a doctor. Even when I can't solve a problem, what I'm doing, I've worked it enough that I've solved it to the point that I know that I need help from this direction. You know, do you see what I'm saying? I'll consult someone for additional input, because if you understand the field enough, you know where to go to look for the book for the extra knowledge. See? Do you understand my analogy?
Yep. Go ahead.
So here this lady comes in who is blind, and she can't drive. She's had her license taken away. And I started going all the way back to her birth. You know, were you born vaginally? Were you born by C-section? Why? Because a vaginal birth person has the advantage of the female vaginal lactobacillus, so they get good bacterial flora. That's why all C-section kids that are born have other unique probabilities of disease, because they don't get the first good probiotic through the passage of the vaginal canal. And then I go into the infancy, did they have colic or not? And then their childhood, did they have allergies, did they have eczema? All these are soft indicators that life is going to be hard for them, and then I find out their blood type for digestion, because if in their childhood they were on C-section born, not breastfed, they were from a stress family, divorced, if they were fed a lousy diet as a kid, had constipation, had allergies, lots of antibiotics, then they go on and have PMS issues in high school, acne, more antibiotics, then they get put on medicines such as Adderall or Ritalin, behavioral, focus, concentration, then they have vague anxieties, then they go on to college or life, and they've maybe experimented with alcohol or drugs, smoking, and then they're starting to, have problems with their PMS, their menstrual cycle, then their joints hurt, then they get migraines, then they get reflux symptoms. These are all symptoms in a progression. I see case after case of this, and this woman was classic. She had all of it. She was an A-type blood. She was a colicky baby. She had lots of allergies, eczema as a kid, constipation, terrible PMS in high school, gets married, has, gestational diabetes. She goes on, has weight problems. Then she has her second baby, and the autoimmune hit is the second time baby, usually worse. And then she started having arthralgias. Then she started having gas, abdominal loose stools, hard stools, varying stools like that. Then she went on to getting migraines. Then she started getting achiness in her joints. Then she started using ibuprofen chronically. Then she started having these eye problems. And so this is an entire story of an inflammatory process from her birth through her infancy colic to food allergies, a leaky gut syndrome, an inflamed overreactive immune system, which targeted, in her case, the myelin sheath of her optic nerve. And if I, a general practitioner, and I'm no rocket scientist, I'm just, well-studied, if I can understand this, why can't others? So what I did is I put her on the GI gut repair, probiotics, food allergy omission, adequate water, enzymes with food, systemic enzymes, cell membrane repair, and the myelin sheath of the nerve loves phospholipids, glycophospholipids, which I gave her in the ProPack series.
Hold that thought. We'll be right.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly Rita is simply pointing out that the woman with the object arthritis, once she was put on suddenly the probiotics to overcome the fact that she had never had normal flora in her intestines, and certainly got her certainly on the proper diet, and got her certainly using the Poprax with the NT factor in it to replace the lipids in her membranes and three or four other things. The optic neuritis went away, has never come back. Rita's describing another woman with mixed tissue disease, and the woman was a little skeptical. She'd been to so many doctors and no one could cure her, so she had the patient call one of the patients that Rita had this diagnosis and had done very well. And what happened then, Rita?
Well, I was saying it's God's providence. This man called me about another matter, and I told him about her, and I said, would you be willing to call her? He said, absolutely. And, you know, his story, very similar situation, same blood type and such. And this man, I think I mentioned to you before, Dr. Monteith, he's probably referred 25 people at least to me since I saw him a year ago, because he said exactly 4 days after doing what I said, sincerely, both the water, both the diet, both the nutrients, the several nutrients, he said in 4 days he saw such a dramatic improvement in his pain relief that he was able to start self-dressing himself, and now he's exercising, he does everything he wants, he has a normal lifestyle. So I just am amazed at God and amazed at the written in the code of our DNA are the healing instructions for the human body. When you bring the orchestra of all the necessary parts of what it takes to repair a body back together again, you know? So it's God who does the healing, not me.
Well, it's written in, as you say, written into the DNA. The body wants to heal itself. But there's so many things that will get us into trouble. And one of them is the proprietary drugs. Many of them do absolutely no good. Do you realize that 100,000 people die every year from drugs that are approved by the FDA as a direct result of the toxic effect? The FDA will admit this sort of thing. But the whole idea is profits, and I hate to say it, but the drug companies, is that the whole idea, the detail, people going around to see the doctors to make sure that they prescribe expensive drugs. They even COVID dossier on the drugs that the doctor prescribes, and if they're prescribing generic drugs, they don't get any visits from the drug representatives, and I don't think Rita gets calls from the drug representatives either, do you?
No, not at all. I don't think one has come to me in 10 years now.
And basically they have files on every doctor in America. And the whole idea is to give them gifts, you know, do whatever they can to get them to prescribe expensive drugs. And it's all about profit. I mean, they spend more money on marketing the drugs than they do on research because there's very little new under the sun as far as pharmaceuticals are concerned. And some of these drugs they use for cancer, you know, $100,000 a year, and they prescribe your life, prolong your life maybe 2 months or 3 months at the most. I mean, it's criminal. And yet, of course, they have all sorts of means to prove that their drug's better than another one. And one of these nights, I hope to have a professor from one of the major colleges who's analyzed this and pointed out the absurdity of what is happening in medicine today. We've gotten away from treating patients simply to blindly prescribing the latest drug. The latest drug, of course, it has a patent on it, and they can charge you $6 or $8 for the drug. Well, Rita Sidney, why is Propax with NT factor important? What does it do for your patients?
Well, every cell membrane in our body, your brain down to your toenails, is composed of an identical bilipid membrane, meaning the membrane that surrounds the nucleus and the various things inside the cell is identical in that it's made up of special fats and some protein moieties or structures. And this special membrane is very sensitive to damage, oxidative stress, or burning, injury. Many things can injure it. Your own cellular engine inside the cell, the mitochondria, whose membrane also is an identical bilipid membrane, when it makes the energy for your movement and thoughts and all that you do, it makes waste material just like we excrete urine and feces. The cell excretes waste material too, which are...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Peter Ellisthorpe.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730, and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Dr. Rita Ellithorpe and Chris were talking about the Propax NT factor, which she uses on most of her patients. And it's simply a nutritional supplement. It's got all sorts of vitamins and minerals, but it also has the essential lipids you need to replace the lipid membrane of your mitochondria and your cells. And how long have you been using the Propax with the NT factor?
I think I first started learning about it in 1999, maybe 12, 13 years ago.
And are you really convinced that it works?
Oh, it's beyond question, without a doubt. It is what I've been using. And I see my patients who come and they use it, they feel better. Then, of course, they want to cut costs and stuff, and they stop it. They figure, well, I can use, you know, over-the-counter stuff. And then they come back, and I see them maybe on the six-month or one-year follow-up, and they tell me the stories over and over again. You know, I quit, and then about 3 months later, I started getting the same symptoms, and I went back, and I felt my energy and my self-worth better. I can't tell you how many times I've been told that. So if you don't have healthy membranes, the cell function won't work, the organ system won't work as well, and you'll feel it in a sense of disease, dis-ease, meaning you don't feel good, you're anxious, or your energy will go, or you'll start having an actual symptom problem. So, yeah, I can't recommend it too highly. It's a very good foundational source. Research on it. I'm part of a research team. I've published on it, I don't know, maybe six times. I've entered into studies, clinical studies, and got them published. So they're up on my website if anyone wants to read some of the research I've done on this product as well as others. So it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful team. Garth Nicholson, Dr. Nicholson, is part of our research team. So I'm just one part in the cog of this movement of trying to help get this information out and teach others. My heart goes out to my colleagues in medicine. I see, actually, there's a new physician joining my staff. We're so busy with new patients. Her name is Dr. Janelle Merrick, a wonderful, wonderful board-certified OBGYN doctor. She gets it. She understands that there was something missing in her training as a physician. I work also currently working with me is Dr. Cindy Mitchell. Both these lady doctors have recommitted themselves to patient care, and we give them the time that they need, that we need. I need time with my patient. I see maybe 6-8 patients a day because you really need that much time to go over their history, what they're doing, and so forth. So I'm excited to have Dr. Janelle Merrick come on board. And they learn quickly, and they're so excited to see these patient turnarounds because I always have doctors who want to work with me, shadow me for many, many days to hear this for themselves, the patient responses on follow-up, see the new patient intakes, see them come back 2 weeks later and seeing the improvements right away without drugs. So, I mean, I'll use a drug if I have to. There's an appropriate place for surgery and for x-rays and for prescription medicines, but far, far less than is commonly practiced.
All right. Now, basically, the Propax is a multivitamin affair, isn't it? Vitamins and minerals?
Yes, yes. It's a complete, modestly dosed. And, you know, Propax doesn't have to put in the high doses that other multivitamins do because of its lipid replacement therapy. The delivery system and retention in the cell of the nutrients are so superior to other standard multivitamins. And how can I say that? I've gone into studies, and I have 13 years' experience with it. I've literally taken, looked at mineral assays on my patients who use Propax to see if their intracellular mineral nutrients improve over time, and 100% do. Absolutely. It's just wonderful to see somebody with great science, some PhD in research like Garth Nicholson and others, put these wonderful concepts together that I have as a tool.
And basically, of course, this is not simply one vitamin. There are a whole flock of little envelopes, and each one has different vitamins and minerals in it. And then, of course, one of little packages? There are three or four, aren't there?
Yeah, there's four tablets or caplets in there, and one essential fatty acid capsule. The instructions are to use one with each meal or three a day. And the research several have been done, but in particular, one that I was so impressed with, not to mention the animal studies done on it, but this was done at UCLA for patients with cancer. They were undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer and colon cancer, and they had two groups, and they were double-blinded, crossed over, placebo-controlled, randomized studies on these patients starting their chemotherapy. And, you know, the side effect when you start going through chemotherapy is the fatigue and the weight loss and the depression and the low white blood cell count and the interruption of the treatments because you're so sick and so forth. So neither the patient nor the doctor knew who was getting what. But within weeks of starting this, they could see that the treatment group maintained their scheduling for their chemotherapies. They maintained far better their energy and the less weight loss, and their appetite was good. And they didn't need as much ancillary support like Neupogen to stimulate their white blood cell count. Whereas the other group, they could tell was placebo very clearly after a few weeks because they had all the typical problems. But what was more amazing than anything was at the midpoint when the crossover occurred, and the ones who didn't receive it received it, and the ones who were getting it were denied it. Well, they started to crash. They started to suffer the fatigue, the weight loss, the problems, and the treatment groups that had already experienced, you know, probably 3 months of chemotherapy, they started pulling out and gaining their energy and needing less, you know, Neupogen and interruption of their scheduling. So it's just remarkable how wonderful this science is when you really learn medicine from the cell membrane up, you know?
And, of course, our good friend Dr. Blaylock has written about this in his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets, that can save your life. And then, of course, the natural strategies for cancer patients and the natural strategies for cancer patients. He points out that if you take supplementary minerals and vitamins, and I'm not certain whether he advocates the lipid factors, but he points out that the cancer patient undergoing cancer therapy, their hair doesn't fall out, they're not violently ill, and certainly with diarrhea, and all the symptoms that the average patient will have. So certainly we have several different sources of information attesting to that. You don't have the telephone number where people can call to learn more about ProPax with NT Factor, do you?
Well, just second, and I'll get it off of my own personal box right here.
If you don't have it, why, let me tell our listeners, they go to my webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Just scroll down on the homepage to ProPax with NT Factor, and you can click on that. It'll take you to their website. Now, they do advertise with us, but we wouldn't take them on if we didn't think it was a great product. And so you can certainly go to my webpage, radioliberty.com, scroll down the homepage, and certainly you can get to the product that way. And do you have the telephone number, Dr.?
Yes, it's 1-800-962-9158.
One more time.
You know, I'm 57 and I got glasses on. I said it wrong. It's 1-800-982.
One more time.
1-800-982-9158.
9158. Go ahead. And basically, I wouldn't call tonight. If you're interested in more information, you can get in touch with them tomorrow. Now, are there any vitamins or supplements that you don't need or shouldn't take if you're taking the ProPax?
Well, it's a broad-spectrum multivitamin, modestly dosed, with excellent delivery, but the added feature that the cell membrane is repaired. So I don't know that you need anything in addition to that. If it depends on the individual case. If I have patients, I do special antioxidant assays. If I see an item that is severely depressed, I'll give it to them. But this in itself should be, you know, two a day or three a day with meals is excellent. You know, I think quite adequate. It contains D and the B vitamins and selected antioxidants and the like. So, no, I think it's a complete program in and of itself.
All right. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. If you listen to Sydney Art program regularly, you've many times heard Dr. Garth Nicholson as our guest. We've known Garth for many years, and he's a very, very well, I know that he, last time I checked, he had well over 600 peer review articles dealing with medical issues, and he has a lot more since he was forced to leave his tenured position at Emory Anderson Clinic because of threats against his life. Now, I've actually talked to his students, people who were his students at the medical school there, University of Texas. They truly loved him. Some of them were graduate students. He was very, very popular there, but he was forced to leave because of threats against his life for other reasons. Fascinating story. If you haven't read his book, it's entitled Project Daylily. We have it. And if you think Tom Clancy's stories are exciting, the fiction, well, this is exciting. Project Daylily, and it's true. It's the experience Dr. Nicholson had. We've got Ron calling from Richmond, Washington. Ron from Richland, and if you're out there, you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Dr. Rita Ellithorp has written several articles on her own about the clinical benefits of various clinical trials that she has done, either by herself or with Dr. Nicholson on this product. Ron from Richland, do you have a question or comment? Ron, are you there? Oh, well, that's it. Let's see if we can get him. Well, he's not ready to be pulled up yet. We'll have Ron in just a moment. But if you're out there and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you need to supplement your diet. And unfortunately, there are so many problems that people have today because there's so many things in our diet that aren't healthy for us. Of course, one of the other things you have to do is constantly chelate because they're poisonous with all sorts of metals. They're poisonous with pesticides and insecticides. They're poisonous with chronic diseases. They're poisonous with certainly all sorts of chemical products. Let's go to John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question, please.
Go ahead.
What causes that, you know, where the little blood vessels on the cheek or in the face become red? I forget what it's called.
Rosacea.
What causes that? What would be the recommended handling for something like that?
You're breaking up a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Rosacea, or this is an inflammation of the tiny capillaries that are near the surface of the skin. Inflammation is the key word here. The lining of these tiny blood vessels, which are capillaries, are basically one endothelial cell flipped over on itself, and the cell membrane is made up of those phospholipids that we were talking about. When they get injured from free radicals, whether it's you don't drink enough water, you're eating food allergies every day, common things maybe like wheat or dairy, you're eating too high a carb diet, you're getting older and you don't have enough systemic enzymes to clean out debris from you, your blood type might be A and you don't have enough digestive enzymes and you improperly digest your foods, so that you're chronically putting into your intestines malformation of the fatty acids and the proteins. All these things are perceived by your immune system as bad, damaging, dangerous molecules. And the immune system will shoot at this out. It'll expel its lysozymal enzymes, thinking this maldigested food is a bacteria or a virus. The lack of water will make it more sludging and more concentrated than it should be. The increased carbs will clog and sludge the progression of the vessels. And this will damage and scratch these blood vessels. And anytime you eat this food or don't drink enough water or don't take your enzymes or don't repair your gut, these tiny capillaries become inflamed and they will turn red. One of the common treatments for this is a antibiotic for rosacea. It's doxycycline or a tetracycline-based antibiotic, broad-spectrum antibiotic. And because biofilm is in us all the time, the longer we live, we pick up viruses, we pick up cell wall-less mycoplasma, chlamydia, pneumonia. And these little bacteria kind of invaginate themselves into these damaged areas of our tissues and the lining of our little capillaries and blood vessels, and set up shop there. So that's why for a short period of time, antibiotic therapy gives intermittent relief. But that's not the solution. What you should do is do a thorough approach to the patient and address all these issues that I've brought up. So that's the cause, and that's the solution. And I tell you, every rosacea patient I've ever had has always permanently cleared themselves and gotten off of the antibiotic.
Okay, John, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
God bless. Let's go to Bill, who's calling us from Washington, from Oregon, I should say.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, my girlfriend just started chemotherapy a few days ago.
For what? Why did she start
the cancer? She had breast cancer, and it metastasized to the bone. So they started her on some kind of chemotherapy.
Right. That's an unfortunate situation. Well, yeah. What was your question?
Question is, they keep telling her, I bought Dr. Russell's Blaylock's book for the cancer treatment strategy.
Right. Natural strategies for cancer patients. And we carry the book.
They're telling her that she cannot take any supplement.
Well, I believe they're wrong.
They're wrong. I believe so, too.
Hold that thought for just a moment, Bill. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Dr. Stan, our guest, and Dr. Rita Ellis. It's been a delightful hour. Thank you very much for being with us. I really, really appreciate it. And certainly, I learn something every time I listen to you. Thank you so very much for what you do. Thank you so much, very much for caring for people.
Well, glory to God for your program and all the teaching you do in addition to these health things, such as our basic liberties and stuff. So God bless you, Dr. Montes.
God bless. Good night. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Dr. Rita Ellithorpe and Sydney. If you want more information on the product, why, of course, you can go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and simply scroll down to ProPax with NT Factor and click on it. Go directly to their website. But I think that the information that we hear from Dr. Rita Ellithorpe, is indeed Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, a must to understand what's going on today. And all you need to do is see the difference between the patients, the cancer patients undergoing cancer therapy, who are adequately treated with vitamins and minerals, and those who aren't. And those who aren't, the hair falls out, they're intensely ill, they get diarrhea, and those who take them, why they breeze right through chemotherapy. Unfortunately, in so many cases, chemotherapy, a 5-year survival is very, very poor. You've got to begin to build up the patient's own immune system. So basically, this is something we hope that you'll get more information. We do stress the importance of Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. If you don't have it, you need to get it. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience. We're in a position to help, to step forward. We're going to lose a couple of our advertisers this month because they're having financial problems. It's not that they're not getting an excellent response from advertising with us, but simply that they, for one reason or another, are not able to keep it up. So if you would like to advertise in something with Radio Liberty, fine. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you want to get some of our talks. One of them is called The Forbidden Secret. Gets into the background of the world occult movement that is driving us towards war and financial collapse. The Forbidden Secret, and you get a syllabus with that. You can order it separately or together. The Dark Secret, you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and probably you want to get my DVD, Dangerous Deception, my interview with Norman Dodd, and then a talk that I gave recently to explain who it is who's behind everything that's going on today and where we as a nation are headed if we don't have a spiritual revival. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But there are powerful spiritualist forces at work. This is not imaginary. These forces are real. They control our financial system, our educational system, our banks, our major corporations, our political system. Yes, they've even infiltrated our religious organizations. They control the media. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders, our ministers. Pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And, of course, I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And certainly Melody does help Radio Liberty. She's been a regular guest with us for probably 6 or 8 years. But, of course, we're entering one of the most dangerous times financially of your entire life. And certainly if you've not made your preparations for what's coming down the line, do not put it off. Basically, it looks like the whole of the European economic system, and specifically the euro, is going to collapse. And never forget what Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams. Ken Fromm told, and Ken Fromm was a president of ARCO. We checked him out, certainly knew a great deal about him before he died. But of course, Ken Fromm was an insider. He understood what's really going on behind the scenes. And he told Lindsay Williams, when the euro collapses, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Now, what's he mean? Well, it means that the dollar is going to be dramatically devalued. And you better be certain that you are prepared for that, because if most of your holdings are in dollars at that time, you're going to be impoverished. Good evening, Melody. Thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, give us your evaluation of what's going on in the world, and specifically, what's going on over there in Europe today?
Well, it is amazing what's going on and around the world, and we continue to see pressure both in the precious metals. But, you know, folks really do have to remember that I do believe 98%, 99%, they are manipulated. Everything all works together. They're having so many meetings. We had a G8 meeting this weekend. There's also a meeting tomorrow. There's a European Union Leaders Summit tomorrow in Brussels. There's also other meetings that are going on with Iran in Baghdad. I guess that's also on Wednesday. So there's all kinds of meetings going around in the world. And, of course, you can't forget the trading partners of China and what they've been allowed to do with our treasuries. And so things are not good.
Well, Melody, could you speak just a little bit louder? We're having a little difficulty. I've got my board all the way turned up. We're not getting you through very well. Can you talk any louder, or should we call you back?
Oh, well, I can try and talk louder.
Oh, that's ever so much better. Thank you. Well, basically, of course, what we're really seeing is the new, of course, the gentleman who will probably win the election in Greece, head of the Greek government. And his name is Alexis Tsipras, T-S-I-P-R-A-S. That's as close as I can come from Cyprus. Basically, he is playing chicken. He's playing poker. He's saying, look, we are not going to have austerity in Greece. We're not going to let you tell us what to do. We're not going to let you force us to lower the living standards here in Greece. You either give us the money that we need so we can pay our debts, or we're simply going to forfeit on our debts. We're going to default on our debts. And when that happens, it's going to certainly bring down most of the major banks in Europe, bring down the whole European system. You give us what we want, or the whole system's coming down. And that's very much of a threat and very much of a real possibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're simply talking about what's going on over in Greece, and certainly the fact that we look at it from the point of view that there really is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy of evil people who really run the world. And it's not, logic would tell you, look, the thing to do, it would be for the banks over there and the governments to get together and say, all right, Greece is threatening to pull out of the euro. This would certainly topple most of the major banks in Europe, and certainly the banking system over there is in real trouble. People are losing confidence in the banking system. There have been runs on the Greek banks, the Italian banks, the Spanish banks. The banking system is a con system, and if Greece seriously is going to pull out of the euro, many of the banks in Europe would go down, and they don't have a federal deposit insurance company, the FDIC, like we have here. Once the banks start to go down, they will all come down and fall like dominoes, and then Spain and Portugal won't be far behind. So basically, what is going to happen? Sydney, there is a small group of people who run the world. If they want stability, they will simply provide the money for Greece and will have stability. If they do not want stability, then they will not provide the money. There will be runs on the banks in Europe, and that will lead to their collapse. And then because our banks are so intimately involved with their banks with derivative contracts, why, of course, and many of our banks will begin to collapse, because the derivative contracts certainly are out there, somewhere in the neighborhood between 60 trillion and $1.25 quadrillion dollars in derivative contracts. And if you ever start to have that house of cards come down, it will collapse the whole world economic system and destroy the value of all of the currencies, and we'll have to start from scratch. So we will know within probably the next 2 months what is going to happen? Now, if you look at it logically, they're going to come up with a solution. They're going to provide the money. They're going to, Greece is going to get their money. They're not going to have austerity. They'll do the same thing for Spain and for Italy and Portugal. But if they have a different agenda, and they may very well have, then it's going to be a different outcome. Let's go ahead. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I agree. And you know, they've been doing this for, you know, how long? I mean, you know, for the last year and a half, problems with Greece. And while all this is going on and while they're shuffling politicians and leaders and so forth, you know, you have the banks and the people with power and the money. They're repositioning their money and they're protecting their wealth. And it's always, you know, the businesses, the main businesses, the wealth, you know, they do what they need to do. And now we're at a time where the people, you know, are doing something. And, you know, before they were active in their demonstrations and their riots and so forth. And it's always the people that get hurt the worst. And so, you know, when you have this devaluation of a currency, if they went to the euro back to their currency, they would have this devaluation. And certainly they could lose, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80% of their wealth just very quickly. So I believe that's what they've been doing. And, you know, I think you're absolutely correct. You know, we're getting down to the end time where this will come to a head. Something will have to be one way or another. And to me, that decision will be, do they have everything else in place that needs to be in place for them to let it fall?
Well, see, basically, it was a week ago on Monday, a week ago today, when there was a run on the banks of Greece. On Tuesday morning, I got an email from the Union Bank of Switzerland assuring me that there is nothing to worry about. The banks of Switzerland, the banks of Europe were sound. There was no reason for a run on the banks. Everything is fine. On Wednesday, there was a run on the banks in Spain. And, I mean, they're pulling maybe $1 billion a day out of those banks, and this and the, a lot of that money's coming to the United States, or going to the Isle of Man, or going to Austria, going to countries, to Switzerland, places where they have, you know, solid currencies, because the currency in the United States is totally fraudulent. Basically, of course, we are spending 43 cents out of every dollar the United States government spends today has to be borrowed. Who are we borrowing it from? Well, the other countries in the world don't want to lend us money anymore because they think the dollar is going to collapse. So we are having to borrow to buy 61% of all of the T-bills we put up for sale, and nobody else will buy them. We buy them ourselves. So we're funding our debt by creating money, which only gets us further and further into debt. They've actually tripled the amount of money out there within about the last 3 years. We have gone from a national debt of $10 trillion to a national debt of over $16 trillion. Well, I think maybe $10.5 trillion to about $16.5 trillion in 4 years. We've increased the national debt of the United States that much. It took us over 100, 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. And in simply 4 years, we've increased the national debt almost $6 trillion, between $5 and $6 trillion. Where is that money coming from? We're creating it out of nothing. Well, they say we owe it to ourselves. No, ladies and gentlemen, we basically have created money, and when that money is unleashed on the world, we'll have rapid inflation. The only reason we don't have rapid inflation now is because the major banks have tremendous amounts of money, but they're sitting on it. Because they know if they put that into circulation, they lend money out, with all that money there, we'll have rapid inflation destroy the value of the dollar. The same thing is true with our major corporations. They have lots of money they can invest. They can make new factories. But, of course, they wouldn't be able to sell the products. So they're simply sitting on their money, they're not investing it, because if they were to invest it, all that money suddenly at least would simply create a hyperinflationary scenario, according to John Williams at shadowstats.com. I think it's shadowstats.com or .org. Probably within a year, we're going to see rampant hyperinflation in America. We've already entered a period of deflation. We are in a depression today. And when you get an inflationary depression, that is the worst of all worlds. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Melody Cederstrom, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Melody, Cindy, I cannot believe that with all the political uncertainty, the monetary uncertainty, the very real possibility of a collapse of the world monetary system, the price of gold and silver is actually down. It should be going to the roof. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. It is the, you know, we see just a small increase in the dollar, in the index, and nothing, you know, so what? So it's, you know, a little over 81. I mean, that really isn't that much of an increase, but it certainly has put pressure on gold, the whole commodity sector overall. You see things go up and down. Copper moves, you know, both directions. But the food, most of your food grains and those commodities, they all remain, you know, at the you know, higher levels. They continue to go up. So again, you see this mixed, you know, this mixed bag of pricing in gold and silver versus some of these other commodities that really doesn't make sense. When you see something like that, to me, it is just plain old, you know, manipulation to keep the pressures down. And you know, you have, and I said this, and it sometimes it just seems so simple, it's almost impossible, but you have these meetings, you have these G8 meetings, you have these, other European Union meetings, you have the NATO meetings, you have holidays coming up. I'm not quite sure when options expirations is this month, but you add all these things together, and it makes them a little bit easier to put pressure on gold to keep the prices level and try to keep the stocks a little bit higher. But there's certainly pressure on the stock market too, but I think what we're going to see is pressure on these commodities, on gold and silver, and I think they're going to have a very quick response upward, because you can't have all these things going on. You can't have all these monetary problems around the world and have pressure on gold.
Well, this is all manipulated. It's just on. It's in violation of the law. But if just these people make the laws, these people control both political parties. These people control the people in the Commodity Exchange Board. They control the people in the SEC. They control the people who are supposed to prosecute those who are doing the manipulation. And the Presidential Working Group on Financial Markets, the Presidential Working Committee on Financial Markets, etc., a real organization, you can look it up, manipulates the prices in violation of the law, but since they make the laws, they're really held to entirely different standards. Certainly we know that if you are a stockbroker and you trade on inside information, if you're a private citizen, if you trade on inside information, you'll go to prison. If you're a member of Congress and you trade on inside information, a member of the government and trade on inside information, it's not a crime. Why is it illegal for a stockbroker to trade on inside information, but not for a congressman or a senator or somebody in the administration who knows what's going to happen because of government policy? It's not illegal for them to trade on inside information. Ladies and gentlemen, the system's rigged. The system's rigged, and you've got to figure out how to survive. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Melody, we're going to hang up on you. Barbara's going to call you back again, okay?
All righty.
All right, let's see if we get a better line here. But again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, there is beginning to appear that the runs on the banks over in Europe. And there's nothing that the bankers fear more than runs on the banks, because basically, of course, there's nothing to back up the banks. And so there's a small run on a bank. You're in good shape. But this is what happened to Lehman Brothers back in 2008. Of course, that was all engineered. And, of course, suddenly one day on Friday, Lehman Brothers was sound. By Sunday, Lehman Brothers was insolvent. Why? Because so many of the major banks had simply had actually pulled their money out of Lehman Brothers, and the bank simply went down. What would happen if this happened to a dozen banks over in Europe? This is the fear, and this is why I think that the banking industry over there is frightened to death, and they may very well come up with money for Greece simply because, of course, if the Greece defaults, there will be runs on the banks throughout Europe, and the banks cannot tolerate that. Melody, are you back again?
Yes, I am.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And basically, banking is a con system. It's a confidence game. How does it work? Well, because the banks and the people put the money in the bank with the idea they're going to be able to get the money out of the bank when they want it. That's fine, of course, because most of the people would never come to the bank and take all of their money out. But what happens when people begin to lose confidence in the banking system? And what happens, of course, people figure that maybe my money's not going to be there? I want to get my money out of the bank and put it someplace where it'll be safe. And that's what happened on Monday in Greece last week. That's what happened on Wednesday in Spain last week. Certainly, this is when, on Friday, they were having a lack of confidence in the banks in Italy. And this is the one thing that they fear more than anything else. This whole fraudulent banking system we have, which has worked fairly well until the banks got so far extended that there is no way that they could possibly pay back the money that they had borrowed from the people who deposited with the banks, because the money was all lent out, and so much had been lent out irresponsibly, and the banks had lost their money. And when you simply lose highly leveraged money and there's no way to compensate for it, the only thing that can happen is that you actually try to borrow the money from somebody else, or simply, here in America, they simply, the Federal Reserve, the Central Reserve, simply prints it. In Europe, the European Central Bank isn't allowed to do that. And as a result, of course, they are stuck with a certain amount of money, and they're facing a very, very real threat. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Melody, how can people get in touch with you?
They can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, COINS.com.
And do you have some sort of a newsletter you send out to people?
Yes, we do. They can sign up for a newsletter. It usually comes out about Tuesday or Wednesday, middle of the week. We'll give an update of the keep you posted on anything, if something, any breaking news or anything like that. So they can go directly to the website. Plus, they can listen to our programs. They're archived on a daily basis.
And basically, they have a 25% unemployment, certainly in Greece, 25% unemployment in Spain, 50% unemployment for young people in both of those countries. The young people are looking around. There are no jobs for them, no possibility of jobs. They're out the streets demonstrating. Many times they're burning down buildings. You're looking at increasing social unrest in Greece, and perhaps very soon in the United States.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish. It's including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Avita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
And back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Basically, of course, it's not simply the incoming premier of Greece who is just saying, you give us the money or we're going to withdraw from the European currency and the whole house of cards is coming down. The new Sunday premier of France just recently elected a socialist named Holland, and Holland has said, we are not going to face the austerity that everybody's demanding. We're not going to cut back on spending. We're not going to cut back on pensions. We're going to continue providing all these wonderful benefits for the people because they're entitled to them. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no money to finance them in France. Certainly, it cannot borrow the money. The price of the borrowing the money keeps going up because the international lenders figure that France will never repay the debt. So you're looking at some of these 5, 6, 7, 8% interest on the loans, and pretty soon why you find out that all the money that's coming in the form of taxation is going to pay the loans on the debt, and there's no money to pay off the pensions, all the government employees and all the other responsibilities that a government has. And this is the problem with spending money you don't have and certainly acting irresponsibly. But what most people don't understand is that America is in far worse shape than Greece, economically, as far as the what we owe. And basically, the only reason that we're able to get by with it, at least temporarily, is because we can create money and Greece cannot. If Greece could create money, they'd be in good shape. Or If Greece was simply to drop out of the European currency, to go back to the drachma, and then Greece to be able to create its own money, simply default on its loans, then the Greek economy would come back again, exactly as happening in Iceland, which that's exactly what they did. And everybody said, why, if Iceland defaults on their loans, why, of course, it'll be terrible and nobody will trade with them. Well, Iceland did default on their loans, and things were bad for a year or two. But now the Icelandic economy is coming back again, and they're doing just fine. And the only way out of the mess we're in today is for everybody to default on their loans, and America should default on its loans as well. Yes, the big bankers who run the world will be furious. The big bankers who run the world will be. But you see, it's not their money anyway. It's all money that's been artificially created out of nothing. It's all a mirage. It's a con game. And there's not one person in 1,000 who really understands how it's done. It's all done with smoke and mirrors. And, of course, it's going to either have to be defaulted on, either that, or, of course, it's going to drag us all down into slavery. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Melody, your thoughts once again.
Well, you know, when you talk about fiat currencies and you talk about how these manipulations and these markets and the fear that are in all these bankers, a fiat currency is really the confidence. And when we see all these things happen, and, you know, we talk about why they put so much pressure on gold, higher gold prices erodes that confidence. It's a sign that confidence is eroding. And you can't have a fiat currency because it will collapse. And because that is the only thing, a fiat currency is backed by that confidence. That's, you know, and so once you lose that confidence, I mean, that is what also happened in Germany. People lose confidence in that currency. That's why you have so many of these central banks around the world that are trying to limit their exposure to the U.S. dollar. Because, yes, we are the world's reserve currency. Ours is by far the more instilled fiat currency around the world. And we certainly have a problem, so we're certainly seeing more of these central banks around the world trying to limit their exposure to the dollar. So that confidence is eroding. And, of course, when you see gold prices a little bit lower, this is why you see the dollar strength. These people have more, I guess it's better than some of these other currencies, only because it still has that reserve attachment, the reserve world reserve currency attachment to the dollar. So, but that is eroding. And so we have to keep that in mind when we see pressure on the dollar, why they like to keep gold down.
Well, really what's so interesting is that China is frantically buying gold. In fact, they're buying almost all of the gold's world production of the last year. Incidentally, of course, we now find that a Chinese government firm is going to buy up AMC. It's the they've got a chain of, I think, about 85 movie theaters here in America. When they combine that with what they have in China, it'll be the biggest movie chain in the world. Why are they coming over here and buying up our theaters? Because they're trying to get out of dollars. They're going to dump the dollars into our economy, and they'll be adding to the fires of inflation. And basically, China now is dumping dollars under one guise or another, trying to put them into something that at least will have some inherent value, because they know the value of the dollar is going to be destroyed. The smart people are getting out of dollars. That's exactly what Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams. When you see the euro coming down, you got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Those were his words. So the 3 or 4 years ago, I think they're absolutely true. And you can begin to see the first cracks in the euro. How soon it's coming down, I don't know, but everything points to the fact it is coming down. And whether Greece is going to default, or Spain is going to default, or Italy is going to default, or Portugal is going to default. But we've got more debt than all of those countries combined. And there's no way in the world we can ever pay off our debts. And anybody with half an ounce of intelligence knows that. According to John Williams, the true federal debt of the United States, if calculated by general accepted accounting principles, which the United States government requires every corporation in America to utilize, only we don't use it ourselves. But if you use the general accepted accounting principles, the debt of the United States is $81 trillion. It cannot, will not ever certainly be replaced or repaid. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Ron calling from Richland up there in the great state of Washington, and hopefully there we are. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. I was just something we can conjecture about. If Greece, as they're playing a game of chicken, and they said, you give us the money or we'll pull out, if they give them the money, how is that going to play out politically in some place like Germany?
We see that is a big question because, of course, Merkel wants to keep the support of the German people. If they give them the money, it'll be highly inflationary. Germany has been financing the rest of Europe, and the Germans are hardworking people, but they've been taking the German money and giving it to these other countries so they can act irresponsibly, and the German people are furious. The other solution, of course, is for Germany simply to print more money, but that lays them open for inflation. Well, they had their inflationary spiral, first of all, in the 1920s, and then after the Second World War in the 1940s, the Germans are frightened to death of inflation. I mean, here in America, most people don't understand what's really going on. They're not upset about inflation. They won't be until it's wiped out their savings and impoverished half of our population. But certainly in Germany, it's going to have a very real complications, and this could actually cause Mrs. Merkel to lose the support of the German people and her political opponents to take over. Melody, what are your thoughts in response to Ron's question?
I believe in some free elections in Germany. She has lost already. She's lost a significant, or her party has lost a significant percentage of support. So it is already affecting her with what's going on. So it'll be interesting to see how also the politics in Germany play out here in the next year or so.
So I think your point is very well made, Rod. Basically, I have never seen a more dangerous economic time than right now. You're right, Germany is the key. Now, as you know, the government of Holland fell about 2 weeks ago. They're going to have a new election in Holland. There is tremendous political uncertainty all throughout Europe. We're talking about the government of Holland fell 2 weeks ago. The government of France has been replaced this last week by a man named Holland, having nothing to do with the government of Holland. That's the Netherlands falling, but a man named Holland has taken over in France, and he says we're not going to go along with austerity. And the same thing is happening there in Greece, and I suspect it'll happen in some of the other countries. Well, if they won't go along with the austerity, they won't cut back. Then if Germany and the other countries don't give them the money, and they simply pull out, it will send the whole of the European monetary system suddenly into oblivion. There'll be runs on the banks, and hang on to your hat. Anything else, Ron?
Well, I just did a little calculation. I have to involve in the schools and math, teaching math and such. And we did a little calculation, assuming you wanted to save all your money when you worked and put it in the bank and live off the passbook savings rate that you get from the bank, assuming you needed like $50,000 to live and, inflation, assuming inflation wasn't as high as it is today, but assuming you need $50,000 to live, I figured out how much you would have to have socked away to get $50,000 a year at 0.25% annual percentage rate. And I figured out it was like $20 million.
And basically, of course, what is happening is we've created a situation, the interest rates are so low at the banks, the bond returns are so low, that a lot of our elderly people who thought they had sufficient funds to be able to live out their lives in comfort are finding they can't do it, and of course it's impoverishing our elderly. But when you understand, and this is the hardest thing for people to understand, that if you're looking at what's happening logically, it doesn't make sense. If you look at it from the realistic point of view, there really are people who want to impoverish the American people who've actively said, or actually said, would be far off if the American people had living standards like they have in Chad or in the Sudan. Or simply the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report written in 1994, where they said, you know, the only way we can maintain the number of people we have in the world is by lowering the living standards of that of the people living in Eastern Europe. Well, in 1992, the people living in Eastern Europe were peasants. I mean, they were just simply impoverished people, and that's what they really want for the American people, including the elderly. They're not going to tell them that, but that is the real plan. Anything else, Ron?
Yes, just a couple of observations. When they keep the interest rates as low as they are, what you're doing is giving a pay cut to anybody who's just living off the interest rates and the very conservative investments that you would have in a bank. And also, if they ever raise the interest rates to where maybe they should be, the interest on the debt would be so great, it would probably just bankrupt the country.
It absolutely would. Of course, the other thing is, of course, that our government employees are getting such fabulous salaries. There's something that came up today in California. I forgot what the details were, but they were talking about the state employees who are making over $200,000 a year here in California. We're not going to get an automatic raise. State employees getting $200,000 a year plus all the benefits and pensions and the other goodies that they get. What we've got is a bunch of government employees are making fabulous sums of money while the average citizen is living his wage level, his standard of living is falling. And people don't understand that this is all being engineered. The elite who run our country want to impoverish our society. That's why they want us to raise the cost of electricity and of water and of food and certainly of almost everything you buy is going up. I use a chair with wheels on it. On a rug, and of course you can't do that. You have to have a plastic pad. I bought these pads every couple of years for years at $15, $18 each. I went out and I bought one this last week. They were $70 each, what I had to pay $80 for. They're plastic. They work fine. I've never seen such a dramatic increase in prices. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I got one in one store, one in another store, and basically we're going to see these prices begin to skyrocket in the coming weeks and months. And the average individual doesn't realize this is part of an organized effort to impoverish the American people. Melody, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I can relate to those plastic pads for underneath the chair. I remember, too, buying them for, you know, $15 on sale, and I had to replace them in the office. We bought three of them, and I just could not believe the price. I was literally shocked.
How much did you have to pay back there in Pennsylvania?
They were up there around $50, $60.
Right. I mean, basically, is happening. In case plastic hasn't gone up that at all. Well, they're going to just take whatever the market will bear, and I suspect there's collusion. But I think we're going to see this in lots of things, in food, certainly gasoline prices here in California. $4.50 a gallon for gasoline. You can buy it for $3.50 a gallon in the East Coast. Why not on the West Coast? Because it's all rigged, ladies and gentlemen. Ron, do you have another thought?
Well, that and just you're getting 0.25% interest on your money. Who in the world would want to keep your money in the bank?
Well, that is why we suggest to people put their money into gold and silver. That's the thing. That's the only thing that's got to get them any security, because even if you're getting getting $50,000 a year, you destroy the value of the currency. Why, they may not buy you a cup of coffee.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Melody, do you want to give out your website, telephone number one more time, and then we'll let you go?
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is DGScoins.com. That is DGS for discounts, gold, silver, coins.com.
Good night. Thanks very much. Get a good night's sleep, and we'll talk to you next
Thank
week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Bye. God bless. Okay, bye. That was Melody Cederstrom calling from Pennsylvania. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you out in the listening audience to help us. I certainly have a number of our regular supporters have had to drop off. I got word today that one of our regular advertisers, probably two of them, are going to have to drop off because they're having financial difficulties. They're doing very, very well, of course, advertising with us, but for one reason or another why they're going to have to cut back. And so if you are out there and you have something that you would like to advertise, let me tell you, our advertisers do very well. Melody's been with us for a long time, as has a heart and body extract, and certainly a number of our other advertisers have done very well. In fact, Jeanette in Chile, I never thought she'd stay more than a month, and she stayed for the 6 months, but they want to target people to Sydney and other parts of South America for her real estate, so this is the last month. But I am surprised she's stayed as long as she has under any circumstances. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, if you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get our talk on the financial Armageddon, and then, of course, on the financial tsunami, the two talks we've given some time ago on finances, but they're apropos to everything going on today. They'll give you the understanding you need to have to understand what's happening financially. And so our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, to understand the spiritual component of what's going on behind the scenes. You need to get our DVD on the forbidden secret, our talk on the dark secret, our talk, Sydney, on the dangerous deception, and then, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And it will give you the overview that you need to have to understand the spiritual forces at work behind the scenes, intent upon destroying contemporary civilization. And when I tell you that there are people who really want to impoverish our people, I'm absolutely telling you the truth. When I tell you there really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world, people find it hard to believe, but they've already killed billions of people, probably somewhere between 4 and 6 billion people, either that or prevented them from being born. They kill millions of people every day. They intend to kill billions more. And that is why it was such a frightening time, because these people hold the reins of power.